Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
What you been doing?
What have I been doing? Let me freaking tell you. Today was cleaning day here at the farm.
It was cleaning day at my house too.
It was? Like you cleaned?
You first.
Summer and I blocked off the day to clean the barn out because we had it power washed the other day. So we were like, this is a good opportunity to clean out the barn. And what I didn't realize when we cleaned out the barn is that we have so much tack, like leather tack, you know, if you guys don't know what tack is, it's like horse gear, like leather bridles and halters and girths, and like all this leather stuff that like has not been used or cleaned or taken care of at all. And the humidity has wreaked havoc on it and it's disgusting and moldy. But like tack is so expensive and it's like a lot of it's nice stuff. So I took it upon myself to clean all of the tack that we decided to keep. And I wanted to keep a lot of it because each horse has a bridle, each horse has a halter, like blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so I spent literally the entire day, like five-step cleaning all this tack, taking it all apart, which is a nightmare, and then putting it back together. And first I used Dawn soap and like scrubbed all the sweat and dirt off of it. Then I used saddle soap. Then I used oil. And then I used like a finishing product and then put it all back together. But I had to let it all dry in between each step. And it was a freaking nightmare. And I just finished it. Like
we did so much of the same
like
thing
an hour
today.
Ago. Were you sitting on the floor of the barn all day? I don't think so.
And not of the barn, but okay. So I have been, first of all, I kind of think instead of spring cleaning, fall cleaning's better because
fall.
Like
I agree.
Your kids have been in off of school for an entire summer at the house. Like
we don't have kids, mother.
And then we nest in the winter. So I feel like I'm on my cleaning too. So Molly was here the other day, you know, picking everything apart because that's what she does. And we looked at my outdoor lighting and she's like, it needs to be black, which was absolutely true because it was this kind of like textured, like bronze, but like I didn't get like Restoration Hardware or whatever. So the finish wasn't the most beautiful finish, but fine. But she said, it needs to be matte black. And I was like, well, I am not replacing. Okay, first of all, freaking outdoor lighting is expensive, especially
yeah, it is.
If you do like a Pottery Barn restoration, whatever, like it's pretty expensive. So I decided I was going to take it all down and wash every piece and paint it. So I couldn't do the electrical. So I had Cass, who we've talked about on here before, come. So while he was taking them down, everyone he would take down, I would clean, spray paint black, and then sit out to dry. So once we got all that done, he started hanging drapes in my house that I needed. And so I had to put, there were like so many pieces of glass, like the front piece, the side pieces. And it was like a jigsaw puzzle, putting it all back together. So after I spray painted it all, then I had to put it all freaking back together and put every piece of like, every fixture had like five pieces of different glass in it. So I had to clean all the glass, then put the glass back in. And it literally took me from 11 o'clock this morning till they're finishing now. But
same with me.
It looks so good. But it was not easy.
Great.
But you know what? I think one fixture from Restoration is like $1,200. And I think Cass charged me like $400 to come take them all down and put them all back up. And like,
that's it?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you use to paint them?
Rust-Oleum outdoor paint spray.
Oh, I love that stuff.
So we'll see. But honestly, I've painted other outdoor furniture with Rust-Oleum and it honestly wears great.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how this does.
Keys needs to check herself. My phone is on Do Not Disturb and she must have hit notify anyway because her texts are coming up.
So if you have Do Not Disturb on and something comes up anyway, that means ignore them.
Have you seen where, like, if I'm on Do Not Disturb, like I am right now, if you sent me a text, it would say that Brandy's on Do Not Disturb, but it'll give you the option to notify anyway. And it's, if you click it, it means you're saying fuck you to your Do Not Disturb.
Oh,
you
I do
need
that
to just
everybody.
Read my text. Yeah. That, wow. Keys is doing it to me right now.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Well, we're just high designing it up, I feel. Even though I cleaned the barn, I've also been on my home, like not reno. What would you call it? What I guess it's like a little bit of a reno.
I think a refresh.
I like that. A refresh. I've been on like a home refresh.
That's what I'm doing too.
Yeah, it feels good. And I feel like mine's been very overdue. I've talked about doing a lot to my house for a long time and just couldn't, like, I'm really bad about making decisions about the house. Like, I'll just think about something for so long and then talk myself out of it and be not sure if I like it or not. And today I was just like, you know what? I'm pulling the damn trigger and we're ordering this shit and we're getting it done because otherwise I'll just sit here and it'll never happen. So here's my question for you. Stoners are just going to have to listen in on my conversation here. So I'm painting my rec room and my mom and I have been sending each other colors. So Tizzle sent me card room green from Farrow & Ball, which we've talked about a bunch, I think, on the show because she loves it.
It is the best color ever. I swear the tone of it just looks good with everything.
That's the color of your tea hut?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Is it also the color of your bedroom here or is it a different green?
That is the color. No. I think I did a different
green
there.
Are you sure?
I think I did
which
a different
green. Which green is this one?
I'm not for sure.
Oh, I need you to know because I found the paint down there and I swatched it on the wall and it looks pretty good.
Oh, but there's not going to be enough, right?
Well, no, I would have to get more, but I just for color purposes, I was like, is this card room green? Because you color matched it with like bear. So it doesn't really say the Farrow & Ball color on there.
Then it was probably card room.
Do you think or is there another green that you like that you think that you painted that room with? Because it does look like a bit more blue to me than cardroom green does on this text.
Wait, are you talking about the guest room downstairs or my bedroom?
The guest room.
Yeah. I can't remember the color green I chose for that. I could go back and probably figure it out.
You have to, because I swatched it and I need to know if that's cardroom green or if it's different.
Because do you like that color better than cardroom green?
When I look at it on like swatches like online, I like cardroom green better because I like green better than blue. I'm not really a blue girly.
Mm-hmm.
But when I swatch that paint on the wall that you've got, it does look good with the purple couch.
Okay, we're going to put up some pictures for us because Brandy was like, ew, mom, I don't think this color will go with purple. But then you actually found an inspo picture with the purple couch and that green wall, which is so crazy. So,
but I do think in that picture, I think that wall has like a blue tint to the green.
Well,
I haven't pulled up.
I remember you always saying that you thought, okay, we can't talk about this. The centers are bored out of their brain.
No, I think they love it.
Okay, I agree, though. I do think that that one in my bedroom or the guest room down in the basement, I do think it has a little tint more of blue.
Right?
I think so. But it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, card room green will look great with that sofa.
Really? Because
yes.
I like that better.
It will
green.
Look great. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that color. It's so good. And it has like this neutral undertone of some sort that it looks just good with everything.
Stoners, let me tell you something. If you need paint inspo, even if you're not going to buy Farrow & Ball, I've been on their website for 30 minutes because my mom was like, I'm running late. And I went on there and like, it's just every single color they make is so good. And they have so many photos on their website of inspiration based on what room you want to do. It's freaking genius. So I highly recommend checking that out. I like saved so many, even though they're for absolutely no reason. Mom, I'm going to text you this other green that I'm obsessed with that they have. Not for anything I'm doing right now, but just in general, I love that color green more than life.
Ugh, I love paint colors too, but it can like suck you in. And there's so many. It's just too overwhelming.
I know. And the thing is like, I love a lot of the like really dramatic colors, like this dark green. And there was another one that was like it's called Earth, Red Earth. And it's this beautiful clay color, like terracotta clay. But it's like, if you love all these different like crazy colors, how do you make them all work in one house? You can't. You have to like pick, right?
No. I think all those colors could look very pretty together. Especially a clay with the card room green is such a pretty combo.
It's so gorgeous. I have to show you right now. It's
and
too
I would
good.
Even throw a little blush in there.
Ooh, that would
like
be nice.
Blush color.
Here's the clay. We're going to post all these.
Okay, great.
And then I also am so obsessed with both of these colors, and they're not quite as bright, specifically the one on the right. I just want my whole house to feel earthy. I want it to feel like you might be inside and you might be outside.
The skirt, what's it say? Skirting to ceiling?
What skirting, is that skirting to ceiling, yeah. Oh, but that's not what it's called. It's called sulking room pink.
That with the jitney is insane.
It's insane.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
I've been going down so many wormholes because I'm on the refresh trip too. Hold on. I probably don't need to get more stoned, but I'm going to anyway.
Are you wearing your Sorry We're Stoned t-shirt?
I am. Because
love that.
I had to put on something with sleeves because look what I did while I was painting.
Oh God.
That's Rust-Oleum.
Is that going to come off?
I don't think so. Not for a minute. So anyway, but I love this. We need new merch for sure. But I was going to
really
say,
do.
Let me think about this wormhole I'm going down. What all was I thinking I needed to do to my house? Because I really, okay, so I have these white shelves from IKEA, the ones I used to use everywhere. And again, Miley's been saying, Mom, those, you need to change those out to white oak. But I just have been like, I thought I just really need to spend some real money and do real white oak shelves because they just look so much nicer and blah, 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 blah. And it was so expensive to get them done. And so I went and got the white oak from IKEA, put them in. I'm not even kidding. I can't tell the difference. It is seriously
No.
I've had things made, like my shelves in my living room. Like I had those made. They look identical. I'm never changing them. Stoners. They were like, first of all, they're like 74 inches long and they're the perfect depth. They're just amazing. And I think they're like $30 or something ridiculous.
So cheap.
And they look as good as like real white oak shelves. So that's one thing I did.
Well, you need to post some pics for us.
I do. And it does. Like it was a game changer. And I also, we do not have a place for a kitchen table at my house. And I've been talking for years about ripping out the laundry room off the kitchen and opening up. And I'm just doing it. And I'm just going to have to figure the
logistics. Are you going to let Dom tear it down?
I think so. I'm like, babe, can't you just knock it down so I'm to pay somebody to do that? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to tear shit up. But I'm like, great.
That's so funny.
But anyway, so I'm going to do that. And I've been just like thinking about flooring and I don't want to do the same thing I always do and be boring. And also, I'm thinking I need a kitchen backsplash refresh.
Really?
Yes, I'm so over it.
Wait, and what is yours now?
It's the black, like zigzag, but it's white zigzag with like a charcoal grout line. And I just am so sick of it.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind it.
I think I just want to do like almost like a white brick.
I mean, that would be gorge.
It would be sick.
Mm-hmm. I love brick more than anything.
Me too. I think a white brick would just be like timeless.
Very Susie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very Susie's guest house, not her main. Her main house is a little more formal. Well, not formal, but just like upscale or I don't know.
It is. I feel like it's more like the main house is a bit colder, not in a bad way, but it's just like industrial, maybe, would you say? I don't know.
Yes. Yep.
A little more industrial.
Yeah. But I love her kitchen backsplash in her guest house. It's amazing.
Same. So good.
So that's what I'm thinking. So I've just been looking at
Pinterest. Really.
I've been looking at Pinterest just nonstop. It is so addictive. Yeah.
You still use Pinterest?
Yes, and it makes me want to change my entire house.
Huh.
Even though I'm loving it, now that I'm doing a little refresh, I'm loving it again.
I'm loving it again.
I think I have things I can put up for the stoners, some inspo stuff.
After we've just talked 20 minutes about it.
Yeah, I will for sure. Because I have like, I can't figure out my laundry room floor. So I'll put up a little which one do you guys like best situation.
Yeah. We should let the stoners vote.
Yeah. And then also, I feel like I've bought some good stuff on Amazon too for the house, but I can't remember what it is.
We've been on House Kicks. Have you had time to watch anything?
I'm so embarrassed to say. I'm like, it's humiliating that I'm still stuck on Virgin River.
I knew you would love it.
Brandon, it's so bad.
I knew it.
But it's like honestly so corny. I can't even deal. And I love it.
But it's so good.
I love it too. Doc and Hope are so cheeseball. I can't.
But it's good.
But I love it. It's so nuts.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I know. I love it too. So you're not watching anything, huh? Do you know about this Golden Bachelor that's premiering this week?
I have heard it's amazing.
I can't wait to watch it. I was so against it. And then I saw like the teaser for it. Jerry, I think is his name, but it's spelled G-E-R-R-Y. It's very interesting. He seems so precious. His story is so sad. Have you seen it? Have you seen the teaser?
Is he cute?
He's adorable. He's old. You know, that's the whole thing. Old. You don't know about this? It's the Golden Bachelor. It's like, it's the Bachelor for old people.
But how old do you have to be?
I'm about to tell you. Let's see. Oh, he's 71.
Okay. Yeah, that's getting up there.
That's up there. 70s yeah. is up there. He's 71. And I wonder, you know, they're going to put some gold diggers women on there that are young. You know, they're going to put some like 20, 30 year olds in there.
Wait, when's the start?
This week.
I think
Friday. So I think it's going to be really good. I really didn't think it was going to, but okay, you have to go watch the teaser because it's so sad. His wife died. He was married before. His wife died and like really suddenly, like she got sick and was gone like that. It's, and hearing him talk about it is so sad.
That is terrible.
And so I know. And she was like his best friend. It's this whole sob, sad story. And now he's looking, you know, for a partner for the rest of his life. And it's just so precious. And I just can't wait to see it. So I'm excited about that coming out. Also, Bachelor in Paradise airs the same day. And
I can't wait. Paradise is my favorite.
Good.
Oh, and I just see where, if anybody watches, Joe and Serena just got married. And I forgot Wells was the one that married them.
He was the officiant.
So funny. I just saw it. They look so cute together.
So cute. And then Dean and Kaylin just got married. Was that too early of a season for you?
I don't remember
that. Yeah, Dean was on a long time ago, but they just got married this past weekend in Aspen and Wells went to that wedding too.
Wow. I mean, Joe and Serena were so cute.
So freaking cute.
They're one of my favorite couples.
I know.
And it just kills me. Yeah. She is so hot.
I know, Gorge. Joe's cute, though. In person, he's very cute. He's just a dork, you know? He's just a nerd. And she's kind of dorky, but, like, hot. And,
so
yeah, he's just a hot dork, honestly.
Is he a lot older than her?
I think so.
I thought so, too.
Because I think he is.
And I just also saw where there's a new Love is Blonde.
Yes, I haven't watched it yet. But it just came out, and I think it's set in Houston, which is interesting. Oh, wait, here we go. How old are Joe and Serena? Serena's 23, Joe's 34. It's a big age gap.
It is. 23 is freaking young.
So young.
Noah's 23.
Insane. Well,
I mean, that's
she's about to get married, too. You're telling me. Anyway, yeah, so I'm excited about watching that. Also, did I tell you that the newest season of The Morning Show is very good?
Is it?
I really like it. I really like it a lot. I think the new episode comes out tomorrow. I love it. I think it's great. I thought season two was just okay, but I think this season so far is very... Yeah, this season's much better, I think. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else out.
Yeah. There's just nothing. But I'm happy with Virgin River.
I really need to see when they're going to put out part two of this newest season.
What season is Virgin River on?
I think five.
Five is out.
Part two will... Oh, we have to wait forever. Yeah, so season five, they released part one already. Just Googled it. Part two doesn't come out until November 30th.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Because I'm on season four.
Already? Man, you've been cruising through that.
That's all I watch, I swear. I absolutely love it.
I love the girl that plays Jack's sister.
Love.
You're so funny.
She reminds me of somebody, and I can't think of who it is, but I love her. And I feel like she's a good actress. Like, I believe her.
I believe her. You're so nuts.
I do. And she's just like, her acting is not it's not as corny as
it's not over the top. Yeah.
No. That's what I like.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute. Are you ready for some DRMTs?
Sure. I would love some DRMTs.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Donna. Calling from South Carolina. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse. I don't know what's going on. But my question is for either one of you. I heard you talking about incense, and I've never really used it. I was always afraid it sounded or smelled a little, I don't know, just not me. I like natural smells. And right now, I can't really smell that well because I had COVID, but I was wondering, what would you recommend as far as a nice incense? Sorry, my husband's calling in the background, but thank you. Love the pod. Sorry, I'm not stoned. Bye.
Okay, there used to be this one.
See, I do think incense smells kind of natural, like more natural than candles. They smell earthier for sure.
Okay, there was this brand called Allume. I have to see if I can find it. And I have never, ever liked incense. Like, I get what she means. It's just one step. I don't know. I just have never been an incense person. But wait, let me look and see if a loom is still up and going. Oh, this slot is so good. So on it's Instagram. There, it's called a loom, A-L-L-U-M-E. And I don't know if they still have the incense. I'm sure they probably do. Best incense ever. And I actually think it's called like, maybe it's called hemp. I can't remember the name of the actual incense, but they only had one. Best incense ever. Really, I still have some of it that I've gotten from them before. And it is the only one I will ever, ever use. I've just never liked it before this. So hopefully you can look on a loom and see if they still have their incense.
Okay. Very cute.
Really good.
Kirsten, I know she got you one too. Kirsten got me this really cute like cowboy hat incense holder. And it came with some incense sticks that smell so good.
Oh, that one does smell good.
They're from Patty Wax. Did you know that?
No, makes so much sense though.
It says that they're, so the little cowboy hat one that she got me, it comes with a teakwood tobacco is the scent of the stick. And it smells so, so good.
The tobacco smells really good from Patty Wax. They need to do the one, they have a candle that is vanilla tobacco. And it is so yummy. That would be so pretty on incense. I don't know, but I hope they still have it because I'm going to order more too.
You can get that little cowboy hat incense holder and it comes with the incense. You can get it on Amazon. So we can post that to our baked goods this week.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, that one does smell really good too. And the little cowboy hat's really small. And I think it's because that incense stick is so tiny that the smell is not just overwhelming because sometimes incense is just way too much.
Yeah, it doesn't burn for very long. So it's like, doesn't like stick around, I guess. Anyway, that's a great question.
Hi, this is Chanel. I'm from London and I'm 27 years old. I'm planning a trip to Los Angeles in June 2025. And I was just wondering different sites and stuff that you recommend that I should go and see, any restaurants that are good, any like hiking trails and stuff that you recommend, what beach is best, just anything like that, and definitely like what smoking shop, I can't even think of. I'm not even spoke. What kind of different weed I should try and stuff like that, because obviously I'm from London, so it's illegal to smoke here. So, yeah.
Oh, that was it. she's cute. Okay, so she's coming in June of next year.
Yeah.
That's a good time to come. It might be a little gloomy.
Yeah, we do have June gloom. But that's only over by the beach.
Yeah, well, for hiking, I was going to recommend to go to Malibu because there are some really pretty hikes. Malibu Creek State Park is kind of in between Malibu and Topanga, and it's beautiful for hiking. You can look it up on All Trails. If you don't have the All Trails app, I would recommend getting it when you come over here because that's the easiest way to look up like popular hikes and stuff around you. And there's a bunch in Malibu. Also, the Little Doom Beach, you know, they call it a hike because it's hard to hike up and down that cliff, but you basically hike down to the beach, and the beach there is really nice. So those would be my hiking recs. As far as sites in LA,
honestly,
such an LA hater. I'm not the right person to ask.
I mean, one of my favorite things to do in LA is see music at some type of a concert at the Hollywood Bowl. It is just, or the Greek Theater. The Greek Theater is so incredible. So there's a lot of things like that to do. And what is the... everybody loves, I have not been, I'm ashamed to say, to the Griffith Observatory, which
that would be... I've never been either.
We need to go when you're out here next. Everybody says it is so cool. So maybe that's when you should smoke some weed and go to the Griffith Observatory.
Seriously.
Because that sounds amazing. Yeah. So those are some really, like, I've heard things that are really, really fun to do. And I think Miley just went to a show. Was that the Fonda? Is it outside as well?
No, the Fonda's inside.
Okay, where I forget. There's one more that that she just went and saw.
That's outside,
and it was outside. I can't remember what it was.
I love the Wiltern, but that's inside.
Yeah,
the Wiltern Theater is fun to see play. See bands play.
It really
the Fonda
is.
Too. I was also thinking, are there any restaurants? There's a couple of like really hip places to grab like cocktails that people like. There's one called Delilah down in Hollywood that's like super sceney if that's what you're looking to get into. Also, if you like sushi, there's so many good sushi restaurants here.
There is.
Katsuya, I feel like is still one of the faves. I love Sugarfish. It's really simple. Like, it's nothing elaborate, but it's just always really good. So if you like sushi, maybe check out one of those.
And if you want to get more MT speed, a very
what,
kind
the fucking
of,
taco truck?
No, I bet close.
The burger joint?
Casa Vega, you cannot go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right, it is authentic Mexican. It is so bomb. I don't drink, but everyone says the margaritas are the best margaritas. But it's very well known. It got famous because when Brad Pitt and when Brad and Jen were married, they were supposedly went to Casa Vega every Thursday night and sat in the exact same booth. So anyway, that's how I heard about it. And it is
like, really good.
It is the best food ever. If you like Mexican, but that's a really chill. It's not expensive, really fun, very casual, just a cool place to go.
Also, she did say she was pretty young. I think she said 20 something. Somewhere that I don't spend much time because Tish lives so freaking far. But Venice, the West Side, Venice and Marina Del Rey, but Venice specifically, it's like a whole different world over there. Like, it is truly like, I don't feel like I'm in LA at all. It feels totally different. Everyone's young and hot, and it's just, and there's great shopping, great food and coffee.
So
I would recommend going over to Venice and walking around for the day.
I hear, is Marina Del Rey cool?
It's, people are moving there. Like, it's getting cool in that sense. Everyone's moving there and getting apartments in places there, but Venice is the hang.
Why is that?
I think everyone wants to live on the West Side. So it's like Venice is so packed and busy and like full that it's just getting pushed out to Marina Del Rey.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Very expensive to live there.
So,
but worth walking around. Do you have any smoke shop recommendations for her?
Not really. I kind of go to these.
What do you mean?
My favorite smoke shop in LA is, it just depends on what area you're in, but the area that I love. Okay. So besides like Venice, very cool. My favorite place in all of LA absolutely is Topanga Canyon. And Topanga Canyon. It is just, I love it so much there. And there are so many cute restaurants. One is where after our wedding, we had a big family dinner at a place there called Cafe on 27. And it is...
Is that where you and me and Miley went?
Did we go there? Oh, or did
we went somewhere really cute.
Okay, so that's the other place. Either Cafe on 27, which is absolutely incredible. I love it so much. And the views at sunset are just gorgeous. It is so incredible. And then the other place that Miley loves, and it is so precious too, it's called Inn of the Seventh Ray. And you can set in these little gazebos that have little twinkle lights. And the food is absolutely amazing. My favorite time to go there is for brunch. It is bomb. So anyway, those are so fun.
Yum.
And the shopping in Topanga is just so good. There's not a ton to do in Topanga, but what's there is really cute and amazing. And the other point is also before you get into the small little town of Topanga, there is a place right off the 101 at Topanga called the Atrium. And it is by far my favorite smoke shop. If I get out in that area, I'll always stop there.
Yeah, it is cute. Sleepy, but cute.
It's amazing.
Okay. Well, we also have a few in the DMs on our Instagram that I'm going to read through. This one is from Cece. It's a cute name. She says, hi, my name is Cece and I'm messaging in from the UK, another UKer. She says, I love your podcast so much. I think you're both amazing and I've definitely enjoyed listening every Thursday. Also, your merch is so comfy, by the way. Oh, there was no question. That was just it. Oh, no. Here it is. My question is, have you ever had a moment when you're not sure what career path you want to take or changed your career path? It keeps going. I'm 26 and stuck between two career choices. One is to be in the music industry, which was just a hobby from the age of 7, but I started playing again 4 years ago and I love it. And then the other one is in the animal industry, which has been a career for me for 13 years, but finding work is getting harder for me to do. I want to change career paths, but scared to take that step. Wondering if you have any advice. Thank you so much. Wishing you both an amazing day. My question is, she says that she's been in the animal industry for 13 years, but she's 26. How's that possible?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that aside, you got any advice, Tiz?
No.
Oh, come on. This is DRMT.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you know I do, but it's not Dear Brandy, it's DRMT.
I don't know if I have career advice.
Well, let me tell you something. I think the music industry is trash, so I say get the fuck out of it.
I mean, it is tough.
Yeah. It's so tough.
Yeah, it is.
That's me being cynical. I don't think it's ever too late to change your career path.
Me either.
I really don't. I really think that that's some lie we've been told or whatever, that you have to pick what you want to do in college and stick with it and do that for the rest of your life. I don't think that's true. I think there's always room to recreate yourself and change your path if that's what you want to do. So I would just ask, like, what you're more passionate about. Like, what do you enjoy spending your time doing? If it's music, then maybe go that path. But if you really just enjoy working with animals, I would go on that path because, you know, what's the saying? It's like Americans live to work. Yes. And European, like everybody else around the world
works to live.
Yes. And I hate that mentality of like living to work and that like the hustle is life and that you've always got to be busy and that we've got to work and save. And then your life is over. And like, what did you really do with it? I think you should I'm not saying everyone is going to be able to have a job that they're just like over head over heels in love with. Like, I think a lot of times you have to do things you don't want to do to make money and to make a living. And that's just part of life. But I think there has to be a flip side of that where you have time to do things that make you happy and things that you enjoy and that you're passionate about. Otherwise, none of it's worth it, you know? So that's my advice.
Honestly, I just wish I would have been a rocket.
Oh, here we freaking go. Last week it was a cheer coach, and this week it's a rocket.
See, they're both in the same space. Kind of.
Uh-huh.
I just love to dance. It's so fun.
We know.
I just love it. Honestly, it just makes me happy. It does. Like, I would love to just get up and learn choreography every day.
Well, you could do that, you know.
Yeah, what?
You could go to a dance class. You could do it online. You could call Miley. I'm sure she'd love to do choreo with you on the regular.
She probably would.
I know. You guys should do choreo a couple times a week.
I think I need to start doing that.
Yeah, you do love it.
I love it so much.
And so does she.
And honestly,
she loves it more than anything.
I feel like this coordination and a balance when you're old is so good. And then it also keeps your brain firing too, because you got to learn it quick.
Yeah.
I think this will be good for me.
I'll let you guys know if she actually does it.
Yeah, it's probably not happening. Any more DRMTs?
Yeah, we got another one in the DMs. Let's see, this one's from Michaela. Hey, girls. I've been a listener of the podcast for a while now, and I look forward to listening to you guys while I'm getting ready every Thursday morning. That's too cute. My sister is having a baby boy soon, and instead of getting her baby stuff, I thought about doing a little care package for her for either before or after the baby is born. Do you guys have any suggestions of what I could get for her? Thanks.
I love that idea.
Because that is a great idea.
Everybody's going to get the baby stuff. And that is so awesome. I think, I don't know if you do it, or is it something she takes to the hospital, or she could make her
You could pack her like a little like glam bag for the hospital and do like sheet masks, you know, like sheet masks and a couple cute like lip balms, maybe a face spray.
Lip balms, maybe a jade roller. Oh, that'd be so good. A little roller would be so good.
A little jade roller.
And maybe like stuff like that. Else? Something that like just would feel good.
I love that Osea Oa body oil. I feel like that could be good. Like a
Yeah, that'd be really
even
cute.
Just a little travel size of it would be so cute.
And like a comfy pair of socks or something. So cute.
Yeah. That would be cute.
Yeah.
Maybe a cute headband.
I love.
Pull the hair back.
Yeah.
For the sheet masks and the beauty.
And if we're getting really crazy, you could get, you know, those teeny tiny, that little speaker, that JBL, the tiniest one.
Oh, yes.
That would be so cute to put in a bag for the hospital. Just the smallest one.
Little Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. All right. Great. Well, that's all the DRMTs. I saved a little something that I wanted to talk about. You follow CoStar, don't you? Are you a big CoStar fan?
I don't really understand it.
What do you mean?
And honestly, I'm not sure about astrology.
What do you mean? Oh, well, let me read this one to you and you're going to be real sure. All right. So CoStar, if you guys don't know, CoStar is this like, it's actually an app, but they have an Instagram account and it's all about astrology and like your zodiac signs and stuff. And it's really like, I guess it's as deep as you want it to be. If you get on the app, you can really do a deep dive and get into some serious stuff on there. But the Instagram, they just post these like cute little like memes and, you know, tidbits that are usually hilarious. So this one today or yesterday, I guess, CoStar posted, and it's all, they list all the signs and then they list like what each sign would do in this instance or whatever. So this one is asking for a favor. Mine, I'm a Gemini. It says, flatters you into believing you're uniquely qualified to help them. Boy, oh boy, do I do this. Like today, mom, can you you're so good at interior design. Can you please help me with my house? Like I love to make people feel like no one else can do this job so that I don't have to do it.
Totally. That is like, not me. So what's mine? I'm Taurus.
So yours says, Taurus, hopes you'll say no so they have an excuse to hold a grudge. If that ain't MT, I don't know what is.
Really? I guess kind
yes.
of.
You kind of do that. You hold, you don't hold like serious grudges. No. I feel like you hold petty, like stupid grudges.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's too
I'm not
good.
I'm not a big grudge.
No, but I feel like it would be like a silly grudge.
What's
like,
Dawn?
You know, like if
Aquarius.
Like.
Aquarius.
Aquarius. Oh, the Aquarius is good. Would only ever ask the one person they've already revealed their emotions to.
I don't know what that means.
So that means they normally wouldn't ask for help at all, but they
That's
would maybe ask
true.
The one, but would maybe ask the only one person in the world that actually knows their emotional side. They're taking a dig at them by saying that they don't show emotions to anybody except like maybe one person.
I think that's true.
Sagittarius is funny. Laughs their way through a deeply troubling story as a cry for help.
Oh my God.
I feel like that probably tracks.
I feel like
it's
that's
too good. Aries is good. Oh, most of my girlfriends are Aries. And it says, would rather not ask and suffer than admit that they need help. If that's so Kirsten, it's
yeah,
so
that's
Val.
Not me.
Like it's so funny. Oh, Leo is good too. I know some Leos. Leo says, frames it as a small ask, even though you both know it's not. So like they'd be like, oh, it's just this little favor.
Exactly.
And it's something stupid, like ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. These are good.
Leo. They're hilarious. I love CoStar. I always get a kick out of it. And like some of them, like that one for me is dead on. Like Maddie is a great example. I'm like, Maddie, you are so good at cleaning stalls. Can you clean my stalls for me this week? Like, you just do them so good.
You do that.
I really do. Yeah. It is a serious thing that I do.
You actually do that a lot.
Anyway, I thought that was a fun tidbit for the stoners.
Well, I'm exhausted.
It's 7:30 here. It's only 5:30 where you are.
I know. I have exhausted myself today.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so... Well,
I can't wait to see your lights.
I'll have to post a picture. They're so good. And...
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah. Can you believe... I was just thinking this earlier when you said, like, I cannot believe it is already fall. Like, it's is getting insane. Dark. So quick now, like by 7:15, it's dark.
And didn't we decide last year that we're not doing daylight savings?
Yes, but they still do it every single year.
Why are we doing it? Can't we protest?
I think we should. It just, whatever. But you know what? Usually I hate like fall and it getting dark early and it not being hot out. But this year, I'm kind of looking forward to it for some reason.
You want it to get dark at 4:30.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm a little bit like, okay, so me and two other people today, I'm going to write them out and say who it was. We were all just talking about how we're all just a little bit like blah and like not having a huge zest for life right now. And I think my reason is because I was so busy getting ready for the wedding. And then like all his family was here and it was like, go, go, go. And then it was the wedding and then it was the honeymoon and it was all the things. And now I'm back to just nothing.
And well, you were riding the high. You were riding the high. And now now it's back to normal.
It's just back to normal. Yeah. And so it's just like, I feel a little bit like, and then when I'm in that frame of mind, which I do get seasonal depression now, not usually in California.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do. And so then like if I'm just kind of a little bit blah, then my body will hurt. Then for me, who has anxiety, will spin in with anxiety thinking there's something wrong with me. So it's like this little bit of a cycle. And actually, Miley does it too. So anyway, I'm thinking that's why I'm just ready for it to be dark at 5 so I can get in bed.
You want to get in bed at 5?
Yes.
I don't. That makes me feel even worse.
You know what? I think it does me too, but like I'd love being in my
You're
bed.
So nuts.
I know.
No, it's not good for you. I don't like it.
Okay, well.
Anyway, let's not bore the stoners any longer. We love you guys so much. I hope we weren't too boring this week.
Were we?
We loved your questions and I hope not.
Okay.
And we're going to post. I feel like we talked about a lot of things that we have to make sure we post photos of for them. Otherwise, this episode's not going to make a lot of sense. So we're going to get on that.
Do we have any ads?
Yeah, but we got to end the episode first.
Oh, I'm really excited about our ad.
Okay, great. Well, let's tell the stoners goodbye so we can record our ad.
Okay, stoners. I, like, honestly, no joke. The one we have is good, and I already use it.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, bye, stoners. Love you. Bye.
Love y'all. Gotta go. Bye.
Well, I wish you lived here.
I don't.
If you lived here, I wouldn't have these issues.
Yes, you would. You would have all the same issues.
No, yes, I think we could get up and go on walks together every day.
No, I don't have time for walks. I'm busy.
Ugh, Brand.
I've been out walking around all day.
I just feel like I wouldn't have the need to get in bed. It's like, because if you were here, we'd just do things all the time.
I just don't know if I would want to.
But why? You could be with your mom.
Exactly.
Brian!
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.